This is the Tiger 102.75.
Konkan police have seized 500 kilograms of marijuana after a pickup overturned in Konkan's Banpei district, but no arrests have been made as yet. The commissioner of the Provincial Police Bureau 4 says 500 bars of marijuana were found after the pickup overturned and fell into a roadside ditch at a curve. When police arrived at the scene of the crash, the pickup driver had already escaped. Police learned that the drugs were smuggled via the Nakhon Phanom border via Konkan and headed to a southern province. Police learned from a tip-off that a gang would try to smuggle a huge amount of marijuana via Konkan, so police set up road checkpoints. The driver tried to avoid the main road, use a secondary road to avoid arrest, but lost control of his vehicle. If you want to see what 500 kilograms of marijuana looks like, you can see the photos at thetiger.com. Officials say it will now take another 5 or 6 days to understand the full cause of the Phoenix sinking while evidence continues to be collected. During the investigation, they found cement blocks found in the bilge of the boat. Some bags, passports, and mobile phones were also found inside the boat. The cement blocks found in the bottom of the vessel may suggest it was not stable. Police say we don't know if the cement blocks were an important factor in the sinking yet. It was also announced that the successful salvage operation cost 35 million baht. And tourism in Chiang Mai has been decimated by the downturn in Chinese arrivals. Tour operators and officials are hoping that more Western tourists will fill their place, especially during the next few months. Food vendors all over the northern city say that since the Chinese stopped coming in greater numbers, there are fewer customers. They rely on passing trade and office workers. She said it used to be vibrant, but not anymore. The 30-year-old said that the situation was as bad as Phuket, that is to say, terrible. Tour operators say that low prices for hotel rooms meant that some people would go out of business. Some are now forced to do two jobs to make ends meet. Authorities are assessing the levels of damage in the flood-hit southern provinces of Nakhon Si Thammarat and Surathani as they prepare to provide assistance to local people once the deluge has subsided. Nakhon Si Thammarat's Sai Kon district was reportedly the worst affected area. Part of a bridge in the Ban Pen Tambon was washed away by the floods. Two other bridges were also damaged by gushing waters. Repair work is now underway and efforts are being made to ensure the bridges are operational as soon as possible. As the rainwater subsides in much of the province, military and rescue workers are mobilizing machinery to help with drainage efforts in areas that were still inundated. A dozen small political parties yesterday petitioned the Election Commission to delay the planned general election until May the 5th, saying they need extra time to prepare. The Secretary General of the Alliance of Small Parties formally forwarded the call for the deferment of the balloting, tentatively set for February the 24th, to May the 5th, the last day an election can be held as stipulated by the Constitution. He says the 13 small parties in the alliance were disadvantaged as they were all new to the voters. They needed the extra time to study the new rules and explain their platforms to the public. And the central bank governor has signalled a hike in policy rates, saying keeping the rate ultra-low is unnecessary and that the hike will not necessarily lead to commercial banks increasing their lending rates. Interest rates in the Thai bond market have already risen in line with global trends, as many countries led by the US have increased their policy rates. The Bank of Thailand Monetary Policy Committee will be meeting on December the 19th to determine whether the policy rate should be increased from the current level of 1.5%. There's been speculation that there's a high chance of the central bank increasing interest rates at the next meeting.